97 by Saturday and Sunday. Close to record highs right on through the upcoming weekend. Not much change on Memorial Day Monday, and mainly dry for a number of days as upper-level high pressure is in control of our weather around the southeastern U.S. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Pools, picnics, popsicles. There's a lot to love about the start of summer, but there's even more to love about WOW's Ultimate Internet Package, featuring our fastest speed 1 gig internet and WOW's best-in-class whole home Wi-Fi. You get a better internet experience in every corner of your home. Plus, when you choose the Ultimate Internet Package, WOW cuts $25 per month off your bill for 2 years. Sign up now, and we'll trim an additional $10 off per month for your first year. Like summer, this deal will be over before you know it. So call now, 1-855-WOW-NOW-1.
Do you love the smell of outdoor cooking and the taste of great barbecue? Then head to the Pusacue at Wind Creek Montgomery on Friday, June 14th, starting at 6 p.m. It's the best barbecue competition around. For $10, you can sample delicious ribeye steak prepared by competitors and then vote for your favorite. Then stick around for cooking demos and meet some of the most famous barbecue chefs in the country. Don't miss the Pusacue on Friday, June 14th, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, where we have hundreds of mattresses, beds, and headboards to liquidate to make room for new arrivals. Shop around, but please visit us before spending your money. Mr. Sandman has the best values on really nice mattresses, including Jameson Latex and Hybrids, Third of Perfect Sleepers and Eye Comfort, Property Brothers by Restonic, as well as some fabulous brands you have never heard of. We keep hundreds of mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery, and we do sell odd box springs and bed frames. While supplies last, we have King Adjustable Bases for $2.99, Queen Adjustable Bases with Massage from $6.99. Many floor samples and one-of-a-kind bases are drastically discounted. We still have our extremely popular $2.49 Queen Mattresses and $2.99 King Mattresses that are thick and comfortable. We stock $99 Twin Mats and several Queen Sets under $2.99. We have over 80 models in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and a huge store in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back in. 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. Hey, you know, parenting isn't easy. Parenting is
not.
The conversations we have off the air
are very interesting.
Very interesting and very off the air. Very off the air. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228, that's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. We are, well, pouring through the news today. I mean, absolutely pouring through the news. Uber and Lyft drivers, you know, I've always been skeptical of these companies set up like this. I was not a fan of Uber coming to Montgomery, though I do use it and have used it in other cities. But I got a cool article today. They're gaming the system around major airports with a synchronized scheme to raise rates up to 1,000%. You know what they do? They get together and they all on a giant chat system, and all at once they turn their apps off for 2 minutes.
Ooh.
To create artificial scarcity.
Yep.
The scarcity runs the price up because you pay surge pricing. See, the whole point of Uber, what happens is it operates like supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
When there's a lot of supply, a lot of Uber cars floating around at 3 in the afternoon and only a few people using them, Uber's very, very inexpensive, right? Very inexpensive. Uh-huh. And the drivers are discouraged from being so available because they don't make as much money. At 11 p.m. at night on the Las Vegas Strip, when everybody's going out to gamble and dance and drink and have a good time, there are only a few Ubers out there, and everybody's wanting to use it. So you might pay $60 to get down the street, when at 2 in the afternoon you might pay $2 to get down the street or $7 to get down the street. And it's called surge pricing. Because what it does is you say, ooh, $60 to get down the street, I'll just walk, right? That's one less person in the system. Or in the afternoon, you say, ooh, $7 to get down the street, that's better than walking, I'll pay the $7. And it's supposed to create, during times of scarcity, it's supposed to discourage you from using the system, or at least penalize you, I guess, for using the system, and encourage more drivers to come on board during those surge moments, because they have an opportunity to make greater income. That's assuming the drivers are honest and not gaming the system with corrupt, frankly, illegal behavior. And they're admitting to it. Uber and Lyft drivers at Reagan National Airport have been gaming the system every night, sometimes several times a night, by simultaneously turning off their rideshare apps for a minute or two so that the system is tricked into thinking there are no drivers available, thus creating a price surge. When the fare is high enough, drivers turn their apps back on and lock in the higher fares, according to ABC7. Quote, it's happening in the Uber and Lyft parking lot outside Reagan National Airport. The lot fills with 120 to 150 drivers, sometimes for hours, waiting for the busy evening rush. Nearly all the drivers have one complaint. Uber doesn't pay us enough. What the company is doing is defrauding us, all these people, by taking 35 or 40%.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking all this money. There's no system of accountability. And so what they're doing is, says the airports land, so the airplanes land 5 minutes before we turn off all our apps at the same time. All of us turn our apps off. They surge $10, $12, sometimes $19 more. Then we turn our app on. Everyone gets the surge, said one driver. Someone is standing in that corner. I stand by this corner, and the other one stands at that corner, and we say, turn the app off and then go online, the driver continued, explaining how they coordinate the scam. A man running the operation alerts drivers that the shutdown is just around the corner. Another using another app, he knows the precise moment to have everyone power down, ensuring the largest surge. Hey, we gotta wait, we gotta wait. All right, go off, go, go, go. The surge rises to $12 within seconds. Organizer watches his phone closely. Still going up, it's still going up. It's 13, still going up, it's 13. Don't get on yet. You up? Refresh it. In less than 2 minutes, it's over. Passengers now pay an additional $13 on their fares. This is why I don't like systems like this. Cab drivers, you know, say what you want about a cab. In a city like New York, cabs are very convenient.
In any other city basically on Earth except maybe Chicago, they're super inconvenient and terrible. So
yeah, they're pretty inconvenient and terrible a lot of places.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it.
I don't know that scheme would work in, say, Atlanta, when a plane lands every second for 25 hours a day. You know.
Yeah, but I mean, if you shut everybody's down,
yeah,
it's still going to surge.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's still going to surge. I just think it's something to keep an eye on. How are they going to deal with it? Now they know about the problem. How are they going to deal with it?
Right.
And trust me, they knew about the problem.
Yeah, of course they did.
They watched their system and said, oh my gosh, all our drivers just went offline at the airport?
Right. How's that happen?
At the same time?
Right. How's that happen?
Right. They knew
it has to be coordinated.
They knew it was coordinated.
Right.
Hell, someone in Uber probably told them to do it.
Yeah.
You're complaining about us not paying you enough? We take a standard percent, make the price go up. We make more, you make more. Uber benefits from that. Because their percentage.
Right, they're making more.
Yeah, they make more off of their percentage.
Yep.
And they knew it was happening. So don't act like Uber's the bad guy here. The drivers are controlled opposition in Uber. Other big business problems here. Here's a big pharma bombshell. I know this is going to shock you. Judge fined Merck lied in a patent trial and overturned a $200 million verdict in their favor. Federal Judge Beth Labson Freeman of San Jose last week found Merck & Company lied to a business partner and to the court itself. Freeman threw out a patent infringement judgment Merck had won against Gilead Sciences and overturned a $200 million jury award. This is from the LA Times. Here's my problem with this. This is trying to make Merck look bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel bad for Gilead either. Gilead's like Satan incarnate. Merck is like one of his fallen angels. So what she really did was took a verdict in favor of one of the fallen angels and gave it back to Satan.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, too. This is involving one of the most profitable drugs on the market today. It's called Sovaldi. It's a treatment for the hepatitis C virus, which is a total scam, by the way. Hepatitis C is a scam. Hepatitis A, real disease, dangerous, can destroy your liver. Watch out. Hepatitis B, real disease, harder to catch, but you don't want it. Hepatitis C, total scam. Total scam. Yet this scam has become the fourth most profitable drug on the market. That's how the pharmaceutical companies get you. Be careful. Be careful. All right. 4 in 10 Americans embrace some form of socialism. I read this headline for two reasons. One is, depends on what you're asking about.
Right.
Because reality is 9 out of 10 Americans embrace some form of socialism.
Frankly, and even if they don't embrace it, 10 out of 10 benefit.
Yeah. They all embrace some form of socialism.
Correct.
You heard of Social Security and Medicare?
I mean, there's...
Anybody not looking forward to their Social Security check?
Right.
Now, granted...
You pay it.
I'm sure you... It's an insurance program. You paid into the insurance program. I'm sure if you took your insurance your insurance premiums and had paid them somewhere else, you probably would have more money, but that's not the way insurance works. You don't get to invest your insurance premiums. They get paid to the government, and then the government pays you back if you live long enough. It's not a retirement system. It's an insurance program. Social insurance program. 51% of U.S. adults say socialism would be a bad thing for the country. 43% think it would be a good thing. The results contrast with a 1942 survey describing 40% saying socialism is a bad thing, 25% a good thing, 34% not having an opinion. So it's been fairly consistent over the course of time. I mean, it's gone up 18 points, people think it's a good thing, but it's gone up 11 points, people think it's a bad thing.
Right.
So it's only net 7. But I'll say this, it depends on what you're talking about. If you're talking about social insurance systems, a lot of Americans like them. I'll be honest, Medicare is not the most ideal situation in the world, but health insurance is expensive enough as a 39-year-old male. I can't imagine what it would cost to go on the open market and try to buy health insurance as an 80-year-old male. It would probably be so unaffordable, the only option is to not have it and die the next time you get something that's treatable. So, you know, am I willing to chip in a little more now on my paycheck so that when I'm old, maybe I'll get a little bit of coverage on the back end as well? It sounds like a fair trade to me. You know, maybe I'm getting duped. Maybe some free marketer is going to come and tell me why I'm getting duped. You bought in, you believe in the man. But you know what? Health insurance is expensive. Healthcare is expensive. And if you're 80 or 85 or 90, mm-hmm. Blue Cross is not going to cover you.
No.
You're not getting in a group plan. So I think the real answer is probably more like 9 in 10 Americans embrace some form of socialism. Do you want a completely socialized economy? Maybe that's a different question. Democrats, actually.
Over 50?
Not too much.
Huh.
Not too much.
That's
not as high as you'd think. Pretty cool little article here. On the during the next 50 years, do you think most of the nations in the world will have a democratic government, a communist government, or a socialist government? In 1949, the answer among Americans was 72% thought a democratic government. Now it's only 57% think a democratic government. Socialist was 14 in 1949. It's now 29 for a 15-point net change in 2019. Communist, though, is down from 9 to 6. So it's gone down. But what's happened is the socialists have just changed the terms of the debate. They've just redefined what it means. So it's an interesting piece. Interesting piece. Gives you a little insight into what people are thinking around the world. 17 minutes after 10 o'clock, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner. And by that, I'm not being gross, people. I mean, the Dan Morris Show starts at noon. Come on. Come on. We'll be back. 272-9228.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Listen to this if you're retired. Join the Financial Life Plan experts on May 28th at the Capital City Club. Call 649-4911 to register. 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
Hi, hello, it's me, Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. Are you looking for maintenance-free living? Check out this can't-miss condo at the Orchards here in Montgomery. 7935 Plum Orchard Way is ready for anyone who wants to enjoy totally maintenance-free living while being conveniently located to the interstates and East Chase. A small neighborhood, less yard work, and more privacy. With access to the pool, the fitness center, and the clubhouse. Call me, Eddie Bader, today at 322-0662 or my partner Diana Henderson at 318-1800 to see this can't-miss condo today.
Hey guys, this is Baron Coleman for my friends over at Yellowhammer Cafe. Yellowhammer Cafe is Montgomery's premier and authentic Southern meat and three. Yellowhammer Cafe opens at 6 a.m. for breakfast, so you want to come in for things like sausage, eggs, omelets, pancakes, biscuits and gravy, and more. You can get those starting at 6 a.m. at Yellowhammer Cafe. As they move into the lunch hour, your meat and three changes daily. Some days you got Cajun shrimp and grits, fried chicken, baked chicken, pot roast, meatloaf, pulled pork, even oxtails and some dishes you just can't get anywhere else. Go by Yellowhammer Cafe. They're on Bell Street, 1961 Bell Street, right across from the Bell Street Gate to Maxwell Air Force Base. So get on Maxwell Boulevard, take it to Bell Street. When it becomes Bell Street, look to your left. That's where Yellowhammer Cafe is. You're going to absolutely love this place from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. The lunch is incredible. The meat and three, it changes daily. It's got private meeting rooms. The breakfast, the atmosphere, it's laid back. It's easy going. You're going to love Kim and her crew over there. Get by Yellowhammer Cafe on Bell Street as soon as you get a chance.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Kika with Boost Mobile. We've been advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting for the past year. We've gotten great results. Our business has increased, and I would recommend them to anybody.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Welcome back in. It's 21 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. Joined by the very lovely and talented Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage, who does a better job saving people money than anyone I know on a daily basis. I myself have used Kim Williams twice in the last 2 years for a purchase and then a refinance about, 16, 18 months later?
That's right.
Saved some money and paid down some debt. It was fantastic.
I don't think it was quite a year and a half, but almost.
Yeah, whatever.
That's right.
But it worked.
But just to show that, you know, you don't have to have your mortgage seasoned forever to save money.
Right. Save money right away.
Matter of fact, right before I came here, of course, I was in the office and spoke to a listener.
Yes.
And maybe they're listening now, but to give you an example, okay, they have a mortgage. She's an RN at Baptist East for 31 years.
Wow. Congratulations.
That's job stability.
Yeah.
And then he's been on his job forever, and they're thinking of retiring. Well, they will, and he'll retire first. They wanted to take a look at refinancing, getting a lower payment.
Right, you know? Right.
So they're currently with a bank. Mm-hmm. And their rate is over 5%.
Okay.
So they can save some
money.
If you're listening and you look at your mortgage statement, you're paying over 5%, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage. Those are rates of the past. They're gone.
Oh, those are good. Yeah, those are good.
And don't wait for them to come back before you try to refinance.
Right.
But she was able, okay, so we can lower her payment, refinance her, and lower almost a half a point.
Okay.
And achieve her goal of saving money each month to a little over $100. But here's the deal. I also wanted to offer a 20-year term. You know, retirement. I mean, that's a great time to be debt-free, too, right?
Yeah.
So with a refinance and pulling her term back, she has 26 years now, to a 20-year. Payment goes up $89 a month. But check this out, Baron.
Mm-hmm.
See, I wrote it down and I took a picture of it. But you know how much it's going to save them in interest?
Oh, a ton over the term.
So they've got 26 remaining.
Yeah.
Pull it to a 20 and lower their rate almost 1%, and they're going to save $46,380. Wow. And then you think about in 10 years, I mean, they're going to owe half.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the way to go, you know, if you're comfortable with your payment or a little increase, which they are.
Right.
But again, she called in wanting to lower the payment and lower the rate. Well, she's going to lower the rate.
Right.
No doubt.
But she'll also pay it off 6 years sooner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and pay a lot less interest. And even if I told her, you know, what if in 6 or 7 years he retires and y'all say, you know, we want to downsize, upsize, or what have you. You're gonna owe substantially less.
Yeah, your principal. You're going to chew into that principal.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's an example of what the market rates offer, you know, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage we're not order takers, right?
Right.
Meaning that we also prepare a package. I mean, these are your options,
right?
Right. To give them more choices and a better understanding of where they are now and where they could be.
And there's some people that call and refinancing is not in their best interest, and you tell them that.
Absolutely, I tell them.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's you can call with confidence. It's no cost, no obligation.
Absolutely not.
If they like what they hear, they're free to do business, and if not, they can, and they can shop it around and call other people. But I
feel
mean,
free.
They're
I
not going to find a better company.
That's right. I mean, that's our niche.
I recommend you guys with so much confidence, so much confidence.
We will not be beat on rate. There's absolutely, I'm not going to say there's no way, because there's always, you know, some, a chance, but we've never been beat on rate.
Yeah.
Or pricing. So.
Yeah. But anyway. I believe it. What's going on? Are the rates down? Are they up? Or what's going on?
You know, Baron, overall, they're down.
Yes.
We know that.
Right.
But day to day, like yesterday, they were up, and then this morning, they started out up, and then there's an announcement at 10 o'clock on, like, housing starts or something.
Yeah.
Which probably just happened, and I'll keep my finger on that and see what happens. But when I say up, I mean like eighth of a point.
Maybe.
I don't mean, like, big swings.
Right.
But, again, that's one thing that we do. We keep our finger on the pulse. We don't lock when they're high. We lock when they're low.
Right.
Our goal is to over-deliver. If we tell you the rate is 4%, our goal is to lock you at 3.875. That's our goal.
Right.
Okay.
It's an amazing thing. You got a very talented team over there, Madeline and Nancy. You have someone else over there now?
Celeste.
I don't know Celeste. I got to get back over. I haven't been over there in a while.
She started about a week or two. Time flies.
Well,
a week or two ago. She was actually recommended by Tricia.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How about that? Trish has long been a part of this program. Does a great job.
She's awesome. I wish she was here more often when I come, but...
Yeah, well, she's not.
But anyways, I think a lot of her.
Uh-huh.
And so when she recommended someone, she said, I think they're about to, you know, get back in the workforce.
That is
she took
wonderful.
Some time off to homeschool her kids.
Yeah.
And now her youngest is 13 and
time to get back in the workplace.
Time to get back into it. So
how about that? Good. You got a great team over there. You always have had a great team over there. Do a fantastic job. You like when people drop by and say hey.
Love it.
Yeah. Get a
have
chance to shake their
me.
Hands.
Yeah.
Look them in the eye. Advertising works for you?
With you, absolutely it does.
Yeah. We pretty much kill it for our advertisers.
You do a great job.
Yeah. We send a lot of... But you should ask them, though. You should say...
I do.
Oh, do you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I know where every or applicant comes from.
And they love this program.
They love this program.
Whether
they love it or hate it, they listen.
Yeah, well, that's right. You know the number one thing I get when I meet people? And I don't agree with everything you say.
Right.
Like, well.
They'll say, what's that Baron Coleman like? You know, what's Baron like? Is he, you know, I'm like, he's awesome.
Well, he is awesome.
He really is. And I explained, how we met and the first time that.
You talked about our first time?
The first time. I mean, it was like, you know, when you meet people and, you know, conversation just floats. I mean, you just felt so comfortable. It's like, I get you and you get me.
You were our very first advertiser on this program.
Right.
And now we have, I think, 16 or 18 weekly live advertisers, usually 10, 11, or 12 a day. Some people 2 days a week, some people three, most of them five. But it's, I think they're 17 or 18 maybe weekly. You were our very first.
And we've, so obviously we've
You always
been
remember your first.
That's right. And remember we were in the room downstairs and
I
there
do
was
remember.
A bunch of y'all. And
yeah.
I remember, I think it was Jack was eating some kind of granola, some kind of something, and you got onto him.
Not in the studio, he wasn't.
Well, you know what I mean? Yeah, well, you
that
got
was
onto
5 years
him.
Ago, but yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Good stuff. But, you know, I've never looked back. I've been so, so pleased with the feedback and the calls that we get that are a direct result of Blue Water and 93.1 in News and Views, period.
Yeah. Well, you're very kind to say all that. You're very, very kind.
It's the truth.
Well, we appreciate you sticking with us. You've been with us for almost five years.
I appreciate you sticking.
Well, look, man, nobody does it better. What am I going to do, advertise for somebody else? Nobody
well, no,
else does
I
it better.
I don't, yeah, but you're talented. You know, I just want you to hang out.
We try.
Don't
we try.
Leave.
I'm not going anywhere. I enjoy what I do here. I really do enjoy what I do here. And, you know, as long as they'll keep having me come back, I'll keep coming in.
As long as you're here, I mean, I'll be rolling up here in my wheelchair one day.
I don't want to be like Tommy Tuberville and say they're going to have to carry me out of here in a pine box.
Yeah.
Because that didn't bode well. And I don't want to be Nick Saban and say I will never go anywhere else because that didn't bode well.
Never say never.
Yeah. But no, I enjoy what I do here. And Rick and Jennifer and the Blue Water team here provide us a safe, fun place to work. And I've always enjoyed it.
And your audience, it's
the best in the world.
I mean, you've got a great mix.
Yeah,
unreal.
Yeah, we have
unreal.
I got a call. I think it's probably for you because you're here. Who's this?
Red Top.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Hey, very quickly and first of all, I've taken many seminars, real estate seminars especially, and I usually get a grade. I never got a grade from the Grand Mufti on my performance in the seminar. So, at your convenience, please give me a grade. Now, on to the point.
B plus, sir. B plus. Now, you actually have become one of my favorite callers, and for a while, you were not one of my favorite callers.
This is true. I've been taken off probation.
You have? Oh, yeah. You're in the game. You're on the top 10 list, in my opinion.
You're a superstar.
Thank you. Now, Kim, let's talk about real estate.
Yes,
sir. And zoning and where housing discrimination came from, which is really the federal government in the 1930s when they established the first subdivisions. Correct?
You've got me on the history. I'm gonna nod to you.
Okay, please look it up. 1931, the federal government gets together with big business and wanting to build neighborhoods for their workers, for their factories,
okay.
And the first zoning laws were incorporated.
Yes, sir.
In gradations of financial availability from the banks.
Right.
First of all, how is that constitutional? I'll ask you to that for Barron. And again, the federal government starts a severe problem with discrimination with this. And do these zoning laws still exist and affect availability of financing for homeowners? I will hang up and listen.
Let me just say before you hang up, I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know the answer to that.
Have you done any real estate law?
Not really around here. I mean, I've worked for Colonial for a while doing some real estate stuff down in Florida, but I've not really done much up here.
But that's very pertinent, and this is what how all the housing discriminated started in this country, and zoning laws really should be unconstitutional. They are in Texas.
Well, in Texas, yeah, you can kind of build whatever you want wherever.
Well, that's the way it should be. See, this is how we ended up with neighborhoods, rich people and poor people.
It's called Euclidean zoning, was the original. It came from Euclid, Ohio. In property, that's what they call it. But it's what the details and nuances and intricacies of it, that's not my thing at all. And I don't want to start commenting on stuff.
But, Kim, back to my question.
Yes,
are these zones still in effect, and do they affect financing?
In other words, are there residentially zoned areas? Are there commercially zoned areas? Is that what you're asking?
No, well, there's different levels of residential zoning. That's what the
problem was. Like multifamily and single-family home?
Single-family and then high-end, which was given the green color, and the low-end of financing would have been given the red color. Does this system still exist, Kim?
No. I mean, it doesn't. Look, as long as it's zoned that you can build a primary residence there, then we can grant a loan on a primary residence or an investment, not a commercial piece of property. Now, let's talk about the value.
Yeah, we're individual, and let me get some clarification right at the top. We're individual banks determining they wouldn't loan in particular neighborhoods.
They did a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's illegal now, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's illegal.
Yeah, but I mean, the federal government started this crap just like they started the gay marriage thing because they wouldn't pay benefits to federal employees, preferred beneficiaries.
Okay.
So here again, we have another severe situation caused by federal government problems.
Well, Red Top, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Appreciate you listening. Thank you.
But the location of the property is not material to the approval.
As long as the appraisal will...
As long as the value's there, no matter where it is, and as long as they're credit worthy, right?
Right.
I mean, then...
That determines whether someone's...
There's nowhere in there that we have to put a zip code to trigger, I mean...
Yeah, but in years past, a bank would look at somebody and say, they're in a lower income neighborhood, it's a black couple, now you can't do all that. I mean, it's like loan to value
I remember when one of the big banks, it was called not blockbusting, but something along that, where they would target, they would target lower income,
Right. Predatory style.
Right.
Predatory style.
Higher rates.
Kim, you do great work. You do fantastic work. You are an equal opportunity lender. We say that every single day.
Absolutely.
And all people have to do to contact you is 567-4223. They can check you out online, alahomemortgage.com. You can Google Alabama Home Mortgage. You can find her on Facebook. There's no shortage. You can just stop by Peace Church Road,
swing in there and get some coffee,
get a soda.
And say, hey, I was wondering where y'all were. I was up this way. And
yeah.
Give me a hug and have some coffee or a Coke. And also visit us online and click on the Blink link, and you can take it from there. You can fill out your application online, and then you'll shortly get a call from me.
It's absolutely perfect. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgager, NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Kim, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Baron.
Absolutely.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/work and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me, fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway? Hey!
Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of 4 select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza. Tire
City! Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie, and it's done.
License number 15033.
From the Bucks Business Network, existing home sales declined in April from March. It's the second month in a row of weaker sales, suggesting the housing market continues to see weakness despite the strong job market. The National Association of Realtors says sales of previously owned homes dropped 0.4% in April. Compared with a year ago, April's sales were down 4.4%. Lawrence Yoon, chief economist for the Realtors Group, says a shortage of homes for sale in some areas has caused home prices to rise, though mortgage rates have moderated this year. JCPenney CEO Jill Soltau says the Trump administration's tariffs on Chinese imports so far have not had much of an impact on the company, though she says another round of tariffs would have a more meaningful impact. Soltau says the company has worked for the past few years to diversify the countries it sources from. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Are you ready for the first heat wave of 2019? Ready or not, here it comes. Today, sunshine, not too bad. Low 90s today. Tonight, mainly clear. Overnight, low 66. Tomorrow, a little warmer. 93 tomorrow. 95 Thursday. 96 Friday. Perhaps 97 by Saturday and Sunday. Close to record highs right on through the upcoming weekend. Not much change on Memorial Day Monday. And mainly dry for a number of days as upper-level high pressure is in control of our weather around the southeastern U.S. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's a heartache, nothing but a heartache. Hits you when it's too late, hits you when you're down. It's a
All right, guys, welcome back in. 41 minutes after 10 o'clock. Bonnie Tyler was a backup singer for RCA. And she had a little throat condition. She had to go get some medical treatment for her. And they put her on leave.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to cut her loose, and they let her cut an album of just leftover songs that they weren't going to put on any other albums. And just kind of like a going away deal. And then put her on, you know, let her sing them or whatever. They took off. And the next thing you know, she's a country slash rock star. She's like the original Taylor Swift. You know, started out country, went pop, went mainstream, and the rest is history. But they were going to cut her loose. And sort of as a parting gift, let her...
That's why she has that voice.
Yeah, yeah, as a parting gift, they let her sing some
sounds
songs.
Sounds like a female Rod Stewart.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. But it's kind of fascinating. It's a fascinating little story. Our number 272-9228. Special thanks to Kim Williams for stopping by. Always great to hear from our advertisers. And I'm telling you, I talked to her off the air. She says the same stuff. This is the best advertising money she spends week in and week out is between 9 and noon on this station because you guys love our advertisers and call them. You don't necessarily love Baron. You all love Dave. Everybody loves Jack. But you don't necessarily love Baron all the time. I'm serious. That is the number one thing I hear when I run into people. I don't agree with everything you say. All right. Standard disclaimer applies. You don't have to keep telling me that. But yeah, we, anyway, Indy 500s this weekend. What would a Indy 500 be without Al Unser Jr. getting arrested for DWI in Indianapolis?
Whoops.
Al Unser Jr. arrested again. He was so drunk when he was going to the police car at 3:21 a.m., he fell down an embankment and refused the sobriety test. tough. Retired race car driver Al Unser Jr., two-time winner of the Indy 500, booked into the Hendricks County Jail at 3:21 a.m., formally charged with misdemeanor operating a vehicle while intoxicated, endangering a person, improper lane usage, and speeding. Yup. That's the way it is. I feel bad for him. He was actually working up there this week.
Right.
He's helping, forget who he's with. Maybe Rossi. He's with some team up there, helping, you know, like as a driver coach.
Is he a former winner?
Two-time winner, 92 yeah. and 94.
Should have drank from the victory drink that they give
the
you.
Milk?
Yeah, he should have just stayed with the milk instead of the, you know.
He's had a honestly, I feel bad for him. If you know the story, he went away from racing for years. He was such a ludicrous drunk. That he couldn't function in polite society, and all the teams sort of abandoned him. And
that sucks.
Yeah, but he fought his way back with some measure of sobriety the last few years, got picked up by a team as a driver coach, and was sort of working his way back into credibility. I think this is going to set him back a good ways. It's 6 days for the race? 5 days for the race?
Yeah.
Not the time to do it.
Right.
Not the time.
It's a distraction.
Yeah. Senator Shelby... seeking answers on John Walker Lind. Do you remember that name?
Yeah, I do.
John Walker Lind was, they called him the American Taliban.
He's the first American or whatever that was arrested ever in Afghanistan or taken into custody or whatever you want to
say. Yeah, he got a 20-year prison sentence, and now he is almost done.
It's lucky he wasn't put against the wall. And I'm really surprised that he wasn't.
Yeah, you know why I think he wasn't?
I could guess.
Anyway, well, who was he talking to shortly before the guy died? Johnny Mike Spann, CIA officer, first casualty in the Afghanistan war.
From Alabama.
Yeah.
Which is why we've got that's why Shelby is.
Oh, that's why he's weighing in, sure. Yeah. Sure. But he raises a good point, and I don't know what John Walker Lynn's story is. I don't know what he was. I don't know what his story is. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time. I know that.
That much is obvious.
And he's about done with his prison sentence. I think he's served. He got a 20-year sentence. He's been over there like 16, 17 years, and they're about to let him out. And Shelby said, what is your plan with these people? I mean, these terrorists, a lot of them are about to come up. What is your plan? I'll say this. I'm not saying anything about John Walker Lind. I'm sure he's a scumbag, dirtbag, whatever. But if you don't think a lot of these terrorists over there are our people causing problems, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. That's why they disappear for 5 years at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And then pop back up and do a video and then disappear for 4 or 5 years. And that's never been more clear to me than it has as this thing has droned on. Our number 272-9228. Who is this?
and the flags are flying at half staff at Mercedes this morning.
Why?
Niki Lauda died.
No!
Yes.
No!
Yep, head of the Mercedes team.
No! And the third winningest driver in the Ferrari team history.
Exactly, 3 world championships.
Oh my gosh, when did he, from what?
I don't know if he was ill or natural causes. They said his family was around him when he passed away last night.
Yeah, he was a 10% owner.
Yeah, sure was.
Gosh,
absolutely.
That is awful.
Yeah.
Hey, went out on top, 5 straight world championships.
Absolutely. And, hey, have you seen the documentary Drive Like Andretti?
No, huh?
You need to watch that.
Where
I watched it last night.
We're going to find it.
It was on cable last night. I can't remember what channel.
I can find a replay of it.
But, man.
Wait a minute. Was it the one-hour deal where they go back to his childhood home? And I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh,
it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. He talks about running during the war and having to flee his homeland.
Great American story.
Yeah, he was in a refugee camp for years over there, and then he got brought over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. So, I forgot about it. Oh, Niki Lauda died. That's terrible.
Yeah. So I didn't know if you knew that or not.
I did not. I had not heard that.
Anyway.
Man, no word on what caused the death?
No, I hadn't heard. They haven't said.
I'm looking here in a news article. It says he died in his sleep, age 70.
Yeah. He looked older than 70.
Well,
he
was
looking 70.
It's because he was burned alive when he was, in the 1970s?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, like he had reconstructed face and like his
car.
He got caught. I mean, you should see the video. Right. His whole car burst into flames and he's sitting in the cockpit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Who else was it? Spider Savage. When he died in an accident like that. So
terrible.
Have a good one, Barry.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Gosh, I hate hearing that. I mean, I didn't know the guy personally.
Yeah, but still.
But you see him on TV every week, and he just seemed like such a good guy. Great ambassador for the sport. 2 most successful teams, in modern history, Ferrari and Mercedes. Oh, that's tough. Who's this?
Bo.
Hey, Bo. What's up?
Well, Red Top asked a question of you.
Okay. You're the expert we've been looking for.
Okay. I hope so. Well, he was asking about the zoning and all that kind of stuff, whether you can exclude, and that's called redlining.
Right.
And it did happen, and it happened in Kansas City, Missouri, is where they discovered it, HUD discovered it, that mortgage companies were redlining whole subdivisions in which mortgages were not let in those areas.
Right.
So it's been illegal for 30-plus years. So, no, they do not redline any areas anymore.
Yeah, no, I knew they made it illegal, and they went to more of a formulaic strategy for whether or not you can qualify somebody.
Yeah, and it's still, they still use front ratios and back ratios to qualify people, so it has to do just with your income to value and income to payments and that kind of thing. So, really, many of the same formulas we used 40 years ago, they're still using the same formulas.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate it. This is why we have News and Views. We have experts in every topic. Thank you so much, Bo. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. let me do this real quick. I want to take an opportunity to tell you about my friends, Brian Carr and Brett Lanham over at New Look Decorating. That duo right there, that's a painting duo legacy. They'll be talking about Brett Lanham and Brian Carr for years. They love meeting News and Views listeners when they come in, and they can tell that you're News and Views listeners because I tell them all, go get a sample. Get a sample of the Regal. When you feel the Regal coming off that paintbrush going up the wall, whether it's a roll brush, whether you're cutting in around the trim, you will understand what painting like a professional truly, truly feels like. But Baron, I don't paint myself. I hire a painting contractor. Well, you know what? They have their own entrance at New Look Decorating, Benjamin Moore Paints. They have their own entrance. So if you tell your painting contractor, go to New Look Decorating, they'll say, absolutely, sir or ma'am. We'll go over there and get your paints. We'll get those high-quality Benjamin Moore paints. It's the highest quality paint you can get. I don't care what the other paint brands tell you. It's the best. I mean, Benjamin Moore, by far. Not only that, it's basically a local paint.
Right.
They have a factory in Pell City, Alabama. You want to put your fellow Alabamians to work? Use Benjamin Moore New Look Decorating. It's the only place in town you can get Benjamin Moore paints. Don't go to one of the big box stores. Don't go to one of the other paint stores and ask for it. You just can't do it. Doesn't work that way. But if you go to Benjamin Moore New Look Decorating, you will find exactly what you need. They're on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into it. We'll be back. It's 9 minutes till. Right around the limousines. We look so fine, baby. You in white, me in gray. Drinking and dancing. All inside our crazy dream. Well, now look at your face now, baby.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
We do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver,
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Before the dawn, and I really have enjoyed my stay, but I must be moving on. Like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne, I'm an early morning lover, and I must be moving on.
Yeah. Alright guys, welcome back in. It's 5 minutes till the top of the hour. Guess where you can go. Guess who you can call to get a tankless water heater. Cole Plumbing. Cole Plumbing. All you have to do is get in touch with them. 279-8919. 279-8919. But Brandon, I don't need a tankless water heater. Yeah, you do, A. But B, you can call them for anything else you need, too, because they have that proprietary pipelining technology. No digging around your yard. No digging around your yard. They'll take care of it. Most instances, they don't have to dig. Most instances, everybody else has to dig because that's the only way they can get to your pipes. They have proprietary pipelining technologies. They have proprietary pipelining technology. And what the technology does is allows them to not have to dig. That's why they're number one in the number two business. They've been in the River Region for over 40 years. They understand everything about plumbing in this area. All you have to do is get on the horn with Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. You can check them out online, coleplumbing.com. Find them, love them, get them to work for you. Your life will be immeasurably better when you get people like Cole Plumbing on the job. 279-8919. When you're troubled with your bowl, call on Cole. 4 minutes till the top of the hour. Jim Carrey's a boob. But every now and then he gets it right.
Right.
And he didn't try to get it right. He put up a pro-abortion tweet in featuring our governor, Governor Kay Ivey. It was a drawing, I guess the once funny comedian, now turned sad old man without a sense of humor. He's become basically a communist political activist, and he's weird.
He's just gone, super weird.
He's really, really gone weird. But he put up a picture of our governor, a drawing of our governor, in a womb, but looking like our governor's age, not a fetus, not a baby, but our governor in a womb. And there was a vacuum type of thing sucking her brain out. Like, and he said essentially, I think if you're going to terminate a president, it should be done sometime before you become governor of Alabama.
Oh.
It should be done sometime before the fetus becomes governor of Alabama. And I don't think the response was what he wanted. OANN host Liz Wheeler said, "Thank you for your truly accurate and truly horrifying portrayal of abortion. Sucking out the brains of a person before that person is inconvenient to you. You blessed the pro-life movement with this." Ben Shapiro, host of a radio show and owner of the Daily Wire, said, "This is a pretty great depiction of an abortion. Clinically accurate, wiping out an individual human life." Obananuju Akiyachawa, founder of the Culture of Life Africa, added, "At least you seem to know how grisly abortion is. Your image is accurate, down to the abortionist cannula sucking the brain matter out of the fetus. Sort of like a serial killer at work. You know what abortion looks like. Bravo." Ted Cruz called the painting vicious and angry. Twitter saying that they're not able to comment on individual user accounts, but they state that it's rules under hateful conduct that the company will permanently suspend any account that includes violent threats, incites fears, or reduces to someone to less than human. Intervention.
Yeah, right?
And under glorification of violence, a user will be suspended for specific threats of violence and wishing for serious physical harm, death, or disease to any individual group of people. So Twitter's washing their hands of this, so to speak. But, he tried to be funny, and I think it backfired on him a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it backfired on him a little bit. Jim Carrey's not funny anymore. He was funny on Ace Ventura. He was funny until the movie The Mask. And then it became weird. It became weird. It happens. You know, Adam Sandler was funny up until a point.
Cable Guy was pretty good.
Cable Guy was good. Was that after Mask?
Yeah. Like 3 years.
Okay. Well, he was funny until Cable Guy.
Yeah. Mask isn't funny.
But that happens to all these, what kind of comedy is that where you throw your whole body into it?
Yeah. Slapstick.
Yeah, but it's more like than that. Yeah, it's like your whole body becomes part of the comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like Kramer on Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
But it happens to them. They can't keep it up forever.
No, you can't.
The shtick wears thin. So, anyway, it's pushing 11 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. Still quite alive. Though I'm sure some of our fiercest critics wish we weren't. But we're here creating top-rated radio and highly rated award-winning radio. And with advertising that works. Really, really works. Radio works, people. Ask any of these people.